What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
From an etiquette standpoint, is there a time where it's too late to cancel plans? I know it's pretty standard that a lot of people feel like someone else canceling plans is pretty much the greatest instant joy you can possibly receive. Mm-hmm. Still, there are times where, okay, it's too late. Now it's just rude.
I think there's a sliding scale on importance of event and how far out you are and why you're canceling. Mm-hmm. You know,
this is for a very casual thing, like you're getting together with some friends. This isn't
okay,
for
we're
a
gonna meet. We haven't seen each other in a few weeks.
Yes, this isn't being a date to a wedding or you know, bringing the music back at the wrong time.
Yes,
twice. But no, this is casual. According to New York Magazine, there is a cutoff time where it's appropriate. But what do you think? Okay, so let's say, Steve, you and somebody are going to go have dinner. You and Annette are going to meet someone, or just you and like an old college buddy or someone you see occasionally in town.
Yeah.
And dinner is at 7, and you don't want to go. What's the latest you can back out without ruining their night? That's what they're saying.
I think... day before.
The day before is the latest? Well, you're going to.
I think so.
Okay.
Well,
Kelly, what about you?
Y'all have kids and you'd have to find a babysitter. And I don't know like how much babysitters love being canceled on the day of, but I know people who depend on cash flow like that, like hairstylists and things that plan their day around that schedule would be pissed.
When I've had to cancel a babysitter at the last second, I've paid them anyway.
Yeah.
Because they've already committed and chosen
you,
to not have anything to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think if you're going to dinner, personally, I'm okay if you cancel by lunchtime.
Okay.
I'm cool with it.
Hummings?
I would say as long as you, I would say lunchtime is better. But as long as you cancel before the person you're meeting is getting ready.
That was my rule of thumb.
Like mentally, I mean, I wouldn't know for sure. But if we're getting together at 7, you need to let them know by 4.
Okay, that's...
At the drop dead latest, and you better have a better... at least a moderately decent reason.
New York Magazine says 2:00. That way that person has a chance to make alternate plans.
Yes.
Anytime later, there's a good chance that their night is now a solo night or not what they planned.
Absolutely, yeah.
The exception is, when it comes to canceling, if someone is cooking for you. Like if you're going to somebody's house for dinner or something like
that's
that.
That's day before. That's day
24
before.
24 hours.
Because you got to go get the ingredients and stuff. And if you've already bought everything... chances are you're going to do that morning of. Maybe you would do that the day before, but probably morning of. And so, yeah, you've got to let them know 24 hours in advance, hey, I can't make it tomorrow. Otherwise, you better suck it up and go.
Are all events something – do you ever hope for something to be canceled?
Oh, my God, yes.
Every event.
Nearly every event that I RSVP to.
Almost everything.
Did anyone hope for Saturday night's show dinner to be canceled?
No, I didn't want that to be canceled.
I was looking forward to that.
Maitland?
I didn't hear anything about it until Friday night. I texted and said, hey, are we still on tomorrow?
We did kind of forget to tell the one person.
Who the dinner was for.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't hoping it was canceled, but I half thought it would be.
You did?
Yeah. I just hadn't heard anything, so. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Understandable.
No, that was locked in. I woke up excited for that.
You did.
It was like 2 in the afternoon, and I'm like, I guess I should start getting ready.
Got me through last week.
I almost always hope that Friday evening things will get canceled.
I hate Friday stuff.
Just because I'm tired. Mm-hmm. But I was supposed to meet up with our friend Ben on Friday night. And I did, and I had a great time. There were 3 of his other buddies, so there were 5 of us, and we all got together, and we went and raced go-karts. And it was a blast. Had a great time. But around 4:30, we were supposed to meet at 6. And at 4:30, I went... oh my God. Like all of a sudden that wall hits and you go, please text and say we can't make it. Please text me.
Right.
Because I knew it was too late for me to do that. But then it ends up working out, and I had a blast. It was great, so it was fine. But I do always
For me, all it takes is once I make the first step to walking out the door, getting in the car, I'm good. It's just that motivation to, all right, stand up, kind of shake yourself off a little bit, get the blood pumping. All right, now I'm good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm.
I'm so bad about not wanting to do things Friday night. Hot Wing said, hey, you want to join me and Ben at the go-kart place? That's 1 mile from my home.
It's really
and I
close
went,
to you.
No, I don't. I love both of you, but I do not want to go. Because I could have literally come down, done like one race, had a beer, and said hi. And I'm like, no, I don't want to.
Yeah,
not on a
Friday. We were out of there, I think, at 8:30.
Oh, my God. The sun was down?
Or 9.
What am I supposed to do with
myself? It wasn't late.
What am I going to do, get a hotel room?
I've been asleep for 2 hours.
Yeah, we were there for 2 hours, I think.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.